You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DiBasilio delivered remarks before the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors. Here are the edited remarks.
You hear a lot of people talking about the First Amendment and how the government is violating our First Amendment. But I'd like to bring to your attention the 14th Amendment. And what it says is that the 14th Amendment prohibits the government from depriving its citizens of property, life, and liberty. Liberty is the ability to do as one pleases. It is a synonym for the word freedom. In modern politics, liberty is a state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, and political views. Webster's definition of liberty is the quality or state of being free, the power to do as one pleases, freedom from physical restraint, freedom from arbitrary or despotic control, the positive enjoyment of various social, political, or economic rights and privileges, and most importantly, the power of choice. So when we see people out in the public that choose not to wear a face mask, and there are people with face masks, and you see and hear the arguments that, well, you're not being respectful of me because you're not wearing a mask. But the flip side of that is that you're not being respectful of my liberties if I don't want to wear a mask. Now, I'm not a doctor. I am far from a doctor. I cut my finger and I put a piece of duct tape on it. That's how much of a doctor I am. But when you have the confliction that we're seeing because of this virus, you hear people say that this mask is going to stop this virus. And we all know doctors, we all know nurses, and everybody has their own opinion. And again, I'm not a doctor. But if people are so certain that this mask will stop the virus, then if you're wearing a mask, why do I need to? You're protected if you're that certain that it does. The biggest issue that we have going on right now is the lack of respect. If people want to wear a mask, let them wear a mask. If people are out in the public and they're within or outside of that social distance, they don't need to wear a mask. The governor has said that. If you're outside that 6 foot, then don't wear a mask. You don't have to. So people still have constitutional rights. And I have not seen anything anywhere that says a pandemic changes the authority of the governor or anybody to take away our constitutional rights. Our governor has made me release prisoners that did not have COVID, and he put them out into the world where there is COVID. He is getting ready to release 8,000 prisoners in the state of California. And some of these folks do have COVID. In my humble opinion, for him to release people that have COVID back into our community is wrong. It really is. They have a way to segregate them and treat them within the facility. But they're going to allow them to come out. Now, these people that are criminals are going to be coming into our community with COVID. Do you think they're going to wear a mask? I guarantee you they won't. Because they didn't go by the rules before. So what makes them think that we're going to go by the rules again? I am encouraging people to wear masks. If you go into a business that is asking you to wear a mask, wear a mask. Businesses, again, have the right to require and make rules for their places of business. The Sheriff's Office will respond to businesses who request our assistance in removing any person who does not follow their rules and refuses to leave. That person can and will be subject to criminal trespassing. Criminal trespassing is a separate violation under the law. The Sheriff's Office realizes that there are many strong opinions when it comes to wearing the mask. We would like to encourage all to be respectful of others and remember that those working in your local businesses are merely doing what is asked of them by their employers and the county and the health department. Please do not give them a hard time as they are working to provide for their families, and let's treat others with respect as everyone is navigating through this difficult time. We need to work together. We really do. And again, the sheriff's office is going to do its part by wearing our masks and encouraging people to wear masks. But I want to be clear. I will say it again. I will not cite or arrest anybody for not wearing a mask. People need to be responsible for themselves and look out for each other and take care of themselves. And if it takes wearing a mask to protect yourself and your families, then you need to wear the mask. Thank you for your time. Any questions, comments, concerns?
Are there any questions or comments?
Maybe Dr. Kaleda?
Let me leave you with one thought on masks, okay? Because everyone says, I'm not a doctor, but I am a doctor. Masks are good for three reasons, okay? Number one, a face covering has a large body of scientific data that shows it's effective in reducing COVID-19 viral transmission. Number two, asymptomatic transmission takes place. That's where a person is not sick or does not feel symptoms, and they can transmit the virus to other people. Wearing a face covering has been shown to prevent asymptomatic transmission in communities. They're mandated by the governor of the state of California. A mask by itself won't take the place of physical distancing and hand washing and all of the other things that we recommend that people do. But a mask in conjunction with those things is a highly effective intervention in reducing transmission of this disease in our community during a pandemic the likes of we've not seen in our lifetimes.
Thank you, Dr. Kaleda.